Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you stayed with us because Bob Kuska is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is the president and the founder of the Fusion Factor, and he is the guy who helps companies like yours and mine survive in 2009, and he will help us thrive in 2010, and he's got so many great ideas on how you and I can put our best foot forward in the marketplace, and he's got some more good ideas to bring us right now. Bob Kuska, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always good to be on.
It's good to have you back. What are you thinking about these days? What are you looking at?
Well, you know, Jim, you and I have been through a couple of business cycles in our lifetime. We've seen
at least a couple,
downs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? As we're looking at it right now, you know, a lot of people are still kind of concerned about where we are. But I'm telling small business owners to look at forward thinking in the present and in the past. And what I mean by that is when you are looking at your workforce, you just can't be looking, you know, at what's going on currently. You got to be looking there, but you got to be looking at what you're going to get ready for and what you've done in the last year.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I agree with you. And you know, one of the things that I'm back a few months ago, 6 months ago, let's say maybe 4 months ago or so too. I didn't know what we were headed into. Nobody did. Mm-hmm. We didn't know if we were going to have some repeats of September, October, November. And, you know, if we're going to have another quarter like that, which we haven't had. And so I felt the need to tell my audience to brace yourself, to gird your loins, be prepared for maybe some tough stuff. But now, lately, the last couple of weeks, I've been saying that I'm still concerned about, there's still some danger out there. But I am starting to see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't look like a headlight.
Jim, I had a meeting yesterday with 10 small business owners. I run a round table.
Right.
And they're very different industries. And here's what I heard from some of them. One of them who is placing IT, people said to me, I see contracts loosening up. People are starting to hire again in my sector. One of them said to me, I have been mulling. My business is down 30%, but yesterday I hired a salesperson. He said, because I was amazed at the talent that was out there that I could get on board. And the third one was a marketing guy who said projects that have been put on hold, he's now getting calls to start opening up because people are looking forward. So it is starting to loosen up, but let me explain to you what I said earlier. You've got to be ready for your workforce right now. And so you've got to be thinking, okay, what am I going to need in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months? But you've got to be checking in with your people. That's the present. And don't assume if you're a small business owner and you see all of your guys every day, don't assume you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You got to be asking them, hey, how you doing? Are things okay? Because most businesses have had to do something in the last 12 or 24 months, like reduce wages or lay off a few people.
Yep.
And people are still feeling
and,
that.
And if they didn't, even the people who were left, were either afraid that there was going to be another shoe to drop, or they may have been even having a little bit of survivor guilt.
Yeah, absolutely. So check in with them. Don't make the assumption that things are okay. Don't find out 3 months from now that you lose your best guy because he or she was nervous and they went on to somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. We had a conversation here in December. I sat my folks down and I said, what's on your mind? What do you think? How you feeling? I actually said, are you afraid? And guess what they said? They said, yeah. Now, they didn't say they were afraid for us. They just said that you know, they just had a general sense of concern. And, you know, we talked about it. We talked about how they felt. We talked about my attitude about where we were. And, you know, I told them, as you said earlier, Bob, I said, this isn't my first rodeo. You know, I've managed a business through these things before, and I'm planning on managing through this one. And that just that conversation made a difference.
But, Jim, you know, and I'm not saying this just to patronize you, you are in the minority taking that type of proactive communication. Many of the small business owners that I know, they've got their nose to the grindstone. You know, they're chasing sales, they're chasing funding, and so they don't think about taking that time to step back and communicate to their employees. And it's critical.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the thing. You said something a minute ago that is a really important point to make on a couple of levels. You mentioned that one person said he was amazed at the talent that was available.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, folks? That might be your talent that's now available.
That's right.
You don't want that. That's you don't want to be on the wrong end of that business. I can tell you that right now. Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. Bob Kuska is our guest. He is Mr. Fusion Factor, and he and I will be right back after these messages. It is 2010.
Waiting for the break of day.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. We're rocking and rolling with our good buddy Bob Kuska. Rocking and Bob's a rocker. He's here to help us rock our businesses into shape. And Bob is the guy who founded the Fusion Factor, the idea of how we can do a little better job of putting together all the parties in our business, making sure everybody's working so that our business is as effective as possible. And by the way, folks, Bob has deposited quite a bit of wisdom with us over the years. And you can find his thoughts that he's left with us on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check out my website soon, and if you haven't already, and even if you have, use it to your advantage because we built it for you. And I hope you'll go there and check out my newsletter, which you can see a sample of. And if you haven't already subscribed. And by the way, those of you who have been and who have been for a long time, as you know, we're in our 10th year of the newsletter, and comes on Sunday afternoon by email. Also, my blog is there. We post something to that quite often during the week, and lots of other stuff there. 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time you have, we've got something you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob, we're talking about Bob Kuska. We're talking about these people that we've got that we depend upon. You know, one of the reasons why I think the stuff that you do is so important, Bob, is because I tell my audience that when you're thinking about your brand, when you're thinking about, you know, once the small business owner finally says, okay, Blasting Game, I agree with you, I have a brand, then you got to realize that a big part of your brand is your people. And because whenever somebody buys something from you, and they're happy about it, they probably had a transaction with somebody who works for you, and the next time they need that, they may not think of your product; they may think of the face of your employee.
Absolutely, Jim. And let me give you a good example of that. One of my clients is an office supply company, so they deliver business to business. And their truck drivers are the face of their business.
That's right.
And one of their truck drivers is out sick or on vacation, everybody says, "Where's Joe?" And so that's very important that he treats those people right.
Right. You know, back when I worked for Xerox many years ago, decades ago actually, the face of Xerox were the technicians.
Mm-hmm.
I was a salesman. They didn't care about me. You know, all I was going to do is sell them more stuff. The technician was the guy who kept the copies coming out.
That's right.
So, you know, that's really an important thing to think about for small business owners to think about with regard to, you know, a lot of times so much attention is paid to the people at the top of the organizational chart, and it's really the people in the foundation of the organizational chart who really are so important to the customers, isn't it?
Yeah, and Jim, I want to give your listeners a real quick acronym for what you were talking about when you said you went to your employees back in December and you were proactive and you talked to them about what was going on. And the acronym is ATAC, A-T-A-C, and that stands for Active thinking about communication. Don't wait until someone comes in and says, you know, boss, things aren't going well out in the warehouse.
Yeah.
Think about what you need to be saying to your employees to make sure that they know what's going on in your business.
All right. So what do you do? How do you do that? How do you conduct that kind of communication? Is it one-on-one? Is it group meetings? Is it team meetings? Is it in a letter, an email? What do you do?
Well, it's all of the above depending on your business. But here's what you need to do. First of all, figure out what's going on in your business that affects employees. And if it's going to be a change in the business, you're growing, you're shrinking, you're changing your benefit plan, you're closing down an office, you're adding an office, think about who does that affect. Secondly, take the time to craft your message. What do you want to say to people? Third, think about each constituency. How you might talk to the truck drivers might be different than you might talk to the office workers, because the office workers you can send an email and the truck drivers you can't. But just take the time to plan it out. One of the things I do with a lot of my clients, Jim, is I help them to develop an FAQ, frequently asked questions. What are employees going to ask? And so we give that to each manager. So when the employees come in and say, hey, what does this mean to me? We say, well, these are the six things we want to cover.
Mm-hmm. You know, more and more companies are doing that. I'm talking to a company right now who's in the process of doing that. And they're every time they realized all of a sudden that the questions that are being asked, they're answering them, and they're kind of proud of how well they're answering them. But finally, somebody said, "Wait a minute, this is knowledge. This is work. This is knowledge. These are solutions that we've come up with. Let's don't lose these. Let's don't squander these. Let's don't reinvent the wheel every time this comes up again."
Yeah. So when my clients ask me to go out and talk to the employees, you know what the biggest complaint is?
What?
I don't hear what's going on. Or I hear it through the grapevine, and I'm not always sure it's the
Well, what they just told you is I'm not doing a good job of creating the channels between me and my employees.
Yeah.
Because if you have those channels, your employees will talk to you, won't they?
They will. They will. But you have to regularly create them and regularly practice them.
Right.
Jim, I've written a quick ebook called The Door Swings Both Ways, Talking to Your Employees for Better Results. And it's nothing more than a collection of stories about where people either did it very well or didn't do it so well.
Where is that available?
Well, they can go to my website at thefusionfactor.com.
The Fusion Factor, with a T-H-E, thefusionfactor.com, right?
That's right, Jim.
And when we come back, I'm gonna get Bob to tell us a little bit more about how you make sure you get to the right place on his website for that, so you get that ebook. Tintail, right back with Bob Kuska. We're gonna talk some more about how to make sure your business is firing on all cylinders after these messages.
A time to be born, a time to die.
Little Shocking Blue bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Bob Kuska. K-U-S-T-K-A. Kuska. Bob is our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of the Fusion Factor, and the website is thefusionfactor.com. Right, Bob?
That's it, Jim.
And that ebook you've got is right there now. What's it cost?
The cost is $14.95.
Good. What a deal.
I think it'll give your readers really something to look at while they're thinking about where they need to go forward on communication.
And tell us the title again.
It's called The Door Swings Both Ways, Talking to Your Employees for Better Results.
I can't think of a better time to have those kinds of perspectives. You know, Bob, I think sometimes small business owners think if they contemplate their employees, I think they actually say to themselves, I wonder if my people are concerned. I wonder if my people are afraid. I wonder if my people are upset. I wonder if my people are happy or unhappy. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I don't know about the last one or two, but right now, don't wonder if your people are concerned. They are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wonder about that. So it's not a matter of should I talk to my people about their concerns. It's a matter of, when are you going to get around to it? When are you going to get it done?
That's right. That's right. So what you want to do is get out there and talk to them before it's too late.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen this happen. I've seen people, they just didn't want to broach the subject, especially with their key people. They didn't want to broach the subject of whether they were happy or not because they were afraid they wouldn't like the answer. But I'll tell you something. What you got to think about is how much am I going to like it when that person waltzes into my office and says, "Hey, boss, it's been fun, but I'm out of here."
You know, they say the average cost of replacing a person is 1.5 times their salary. Can
at
you afford
least.
That?
At least, probably more than that. And I'll tell you what, I think you can put an exponential component up on that thing for every year that they've been with you.
Absolutely.
Because in a small business, you know, we don't have enough heads to wear all the hats that we have. And the longer a person is there, the more helpful they become, the more useful they become. And you bring somebody new in, they're not going to wear those other hats.
You know, that guy has all your institutional knowledge. He knows your business. He knows your clients.
Yeah, or that lady. And exactly. So give us a little snapshot of what's inside of that e-book you were talking about.
Okay. I give several examples where people have been able to communicate to employees good messages. For instance, one of my clients communicated to his employees a new marketing strategy that got people so excited that they put on their cubicles a picture of the new mock-up, and it was a buzz throughout the whole organization.
So it got them excited about it. See, that's another thing that I think we lose sight of. Sometimes when we have good news around here, guess what? I tell them about it.
Yeah.
When something good happens around here, they know about it because they know I'm not grumpy anymore. I'm happy about things now. and so we share that around here. I mean, we want people to have the good news. If there's something to be excited about, people want to be excited, don't they?
You know what, Jim? People are smarter than we give them credit for. So tell them what's going on.
Right.
Tell them the good news. Tell them what they can expect. They like to be involved.
Right. No question about it. Bob, I got about 1 minute left. What's your last thoughts?
My last thoughts? Jim, we are coming out of this economic downturn, and I am very excited. I really see some good signs. It's not to say that certain sectors aren't going to bump along for a little bit, but I think that people should really start focusing and saying, I'm getting ready for growing my business.
Yeah, I think you're right. And that's what I was talking about earlier in our visit, Bob, is I'm starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't look like a headlight coming at us. I think it really is sunlight. And the thing is, Bob, it's because of our small businesses. It's because of the people that you and I work with. I mean, I'm so proud of them. I've been saying now for almost a year that small business didn't get us into this mess, but small business will lead us out of this mess.
And there are more people starting small business every day, Jim, as you know.
That's exactly right. So folks, keep up the good work, but you got to keep communicating with your people. Find a way to do it, and one of the best ways to learn how, if you're having trouble with it. Now, if you don't have any trouble, don't worry about it. Just do it. Just execute. But if you have a little trouble getting started, you might want to check out Bob's e-book at thefusionfactor.com. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks, Jim. Good talking to you.
We'll see you next time. Bob Kuska, ladies and gentlemen. If you're Googling him, that's B Kuska, B-K-U-S-T-K-A. Bob, I'm sorry, if you want to follow him on Twitter is what I meant to say, B. Kuska on Twitter. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.